globalization. Holy cow, what a mixed bag. Oh, the world is quickly being globalized economically. This has led to so many changes in the last, 20 years. Some good, some bad. The ideal of globalization, or economic globalization, is the idea of bringing nations together economically. Things are now being built and made in third world countries that are being sold in the United States. We used to be, back in the time of the Second World War, post-Second World War, we made everything, you know? We made everything. We employed everybody here. We made the refrigerators and the freezers and the radios and the TVs and the cars. And so our economy, our consumer-driven economy, brought jobs to Americans. So as we bought more, we expanded. As we expanded, we hired more people. Well, what has happened in capitalism, in its very basic nature, will search for the lowest wage that it can find. And in the last couple decades, the last 20, 30 years, the infrastructures of third world countries, the ability to communicate with third world countries, the shipping and transportation between the third and the first world, the introduction and effectiveness of the internet and of communication systems in cell phones has provided the third world, in traditional economies, a link into the first world. So now a corporation can go to Vietnam or can go to China, to go to Mexico and make items that it used to make within the United States. So what happens? Jobs are outsourced from the United States to the third world country. This brings these countries closer together. Its positives for the first world are no doubt that consumer goods remain cheap. We're a consumer society. You go to Best Buy, you go to Myers, you go anywhere. The stuff is plentiful and it's cheap. You couldn't do that if you made that stuff within the United States anymore. You couldn't do it if everything was made in Europe or in Japan. And so the third world provides that consumer positive for the first world. The negative is it takes jobs. Outsourcing has become a huge problem in the United States and has made unskilled labor next to worthless. You have got to get a degree of some sort, a skill of some sort, else you aren't going to be able to raise a family. So those are the two primary issues within the first world. In the third world, it has brought a higher level and a higher standard of living to its people. They are going through industrializations. There's a saying in China that the only thing worse than being a girl in a factory in China is not being a girl in a factory in China, but that it's raising their standards of living up. There's problems. There's a lot of shortcuts. There's environmental degradation by both first and third world corporations inside of these third world countries. There's a stripping of natural resources from the third world. But all in all, the standard of living of the third world is rising due to this capitalization and this globalization. And that's a good thing. Also, it's bringing the two regions of the world, the East and the West, North and the South, first and the third, more in line with one another and more dependent on one another, which I do think brings a less chance of war between the groups. People yap and yap about the United States and China going to war. It's not going to happen. There's no way the United States would go to war with what is going to soon be its number one trading partner. And there's no way that China would go to war with the buyer of all of its goods. That's just foolish. It's economically foolish. And so it won't happen. I think another plus for the third world is the introduction and the expansion of capital in the third world that comes from globalization. When you bring these first world corporations into the third world, they get an access to capital that they might not otherwise get. So there's a lot of pluses, but the negatives are still there. I mean, corporations do what they will do to cut costs, and they will abuse the environment, they will abuse the workers, they will abuse what they can get away with in order to make a profit. Without rules, globalization can be an unhealthy thing. with some kind of rules, it can improve the world economy and allow more people a route out of poverty.